Hello. Welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition is number 2326 and is being recorded on Thursday, the 29th of May. I'm Lynette Edwards and John Hoyle is here with me to bring you part one of this week's edition. Coming up on part one, we have news about the city taken from the evening news, a few letters to the evening news, and a feature about a Norfolk project to bring GI stories to life. Now, here's John to tell you more.
Hello. It seems there's a fair amount of entertainment coming to the area. We see the return of open-top bus trips. There's a music festival in June, and this summer's Go-Go Safari Art Trail, when the city centre is populated by sculptures. Not to be outdone, the Theatre Royal gives a heads-up for, believe it or not, this winter's pantomime. We'll start with the buses. A summer of open-top bus adventures will kick off this weekend, allowing visitors to see Norwich from a rather special viewpoint. First Bus, East of England, will launch its open-top sightseeing service, Norwich Sightseer, this Saturday. Running daily from May the 24th to September the 20th, the open-top bus offers a scenic circular route with 11 hop-on, hop-off stops around the city. The route includes top landmarks such as Norwich Cathedral, Norwich Castle, Bishop Bridge and the Quayside. On board, a live audio commentary will provide local insight, facts and a touch of humour. All Norwich Sightseer tickets are valid all day, allowing unlimited hop-on, hop-off travel and also allow travel on any other buses inside the Norwich Inner Zone for the day.
A free music festival is hoping to get people on their feet and dancing in the sunshine this year. On Saturday, June the 21st, the bandstand at Eaton Park will be taken over by St Martin's Fest as it makes its return to the city this summer. From 12:30 to 5:30 p.m, those visiting the park will be able to enjoy live music and comedy for free. Hosted by a Norwich-based homelessness charity, the St Martin's Band will also perform, and Norfolk comedian Ben Langley will be telling jokes and keeping the crowd entertained. There will be refreshments, including a bar and barbecue, as well as children's activities, stalls and games. Dr. Jan Sheldon, Chief Executive of St Martin's, said, "Homelessness happens all year round and we support not only those sleeping rough, but people who are living in hostels, supported accommodation and in their own homes. Some of the people we support will perform on the bandstand, as well as other well-known and up-and-coming artists. All funds raised will go towards supporting people experiencing homelessness and will help the charity provide more accommodation and support."
In the lead-up to the eagerly anticipated Go-Go Safari Art Sculpture Trail, Chantry Place will be welcoming the arrival of three mysterious animal crates. The animal boxes will appear at Chantry Place and be placed in key locations throughout, featuring clues and interactive elements to help visitors guess the animal sculpture inside. Visitors can also take part in a drawing competition, collecting special sheets to take home and sketching the animal they believe is inside the box. The animals are a great way to get the community guessing and engaging before the trail officially launches in June, and we can't wait to see the wild guesses and even wilder drawings. The animal boxes will remain on display at Chantry Place for 4 weeks, giving families plenty of time to get involved before the full Go-Go Safari Trail launches on June the 23rd.
The city's famous shopping streets will be filled with independent markets, live bands, DJs and walkabout performances as the Norwich Lane Summer Fair makes a return on July the 13th. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event regularly attracts more than 25,000 people across the day, and this year more than 500 businesses will be taking part in the celebrations. Street food stalls will be serving hot and cold treats throughout the day, and visitors can make the most of free entry to museums and family-friendly activities. The fair is organised by the Norwich Lanes Association, a small independent group of business owners and professionals who live or work in the area. The Norwich Lanes Summer Fair is financially supported by Norwich City Council as part of this year's Lord Mayor's Weekend. The council will also provide security and first aid staff to ensure a safe experience for everyone attending.
Norwich Theatre has announced the return of the Wicked Sisters for their pantomime Cinderella. The show will open at Norwich Theatre Royal on December the 6th, 2025, and run until January the 4th, 2026. Norfolk's favourite Nimmo twin, Owen Evans, will reprise his role alongside Kenny Moore from the Squirrels. The pair will transform into the Wicked Sisters, Anderella and Binderella. Owen Evans said, "I had such a blast last year and I can't wait to don the wigs and dresses once again. Kenny and I are going to create our own little sorority. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Oh, yes, they are." Kenny Moore said, "I'm so excited to be working at Norwich Theatre Royal with such a talented cast and production team. It's been one of my childhood dreams since I competed and won the Dance Award in Junior Star Time 1988 on the Royal stage to appear in the Panto. Having worked all across the world, there's nothing like appearing in your own hometown at Norwich's premier theatre. Dreams come true." Cinderella will feature a range of accessible performances, including captioned audio, described, BSL, interpreted, relaxed, sensory adapted, and an over 15s performance.